Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
The general view is that waterways, such as rivers and underground water sources, will eventually recover after severe drought and resume their normal flow when the rains return. But new research from Australia pours cold water on that theory. I'm Charlotte Berkmanis, and I chatted with Tim Peterson from Monash University to get the flow of his new research.
So everyone's always assumed that when a drought comes along, it's less rain, so the rivers go down and underground water goes down. But when the rain returns, all of our rivers will just come back eventually. We looked at lots of water catchments across Australia that were severely impacted by a drought. And we found out that 100 millimetres of rain before the drought would have produced more stream flow than the same 100 millimetres after the drought. So less rainfall is being funneled into the rivers after the drought. And importantly, it's not just the catchments are taking a long time to recover. They appear stuck in this sort of low stream flow behaviour.
If these rivers are not recovering because the rain is not going into the rivers, where is the rain going, do you think?
Yeah, we wondered the same thing. We looked pretty carefully at, thought about where there's only so many number of places it can go, and then looked at some groundwater data and it didn't seem to be going there. So the best evidence at the moment is that the trees are able to hold onto this rain more tightly than they did before.
If our rivers are already struggling to recover after droughts, could climate change make this worse?
Short answer is yes. This would mean, for example, that it could become more likely that catchments would shift into this low state and less likely to recover. And you know, I'm speculating now, but if there are a series of droughts, it may get more and more difficult to ever recover.
As we know, Australia is a very large country. How big was your study site?
So the study site was in the state of Victoria, which is in southeastern Australia, about the size of the UK, or about half the size of California.
Is this an international problem with catchments, or is it something that's just impacting Australia?
One of the first things for this non-recovery is seeing a shift or change in behaviour during the drought. And this change in behaviour has also been observed in California and Chile and China, those three countries seem to have the first requirement. And if hopefully someone studies what is happening after their droughts, we can learn if this is a worldwide issue. There is some hope. So when we looked at a very severe but short drought in 1983, some catchments had this change of behaviour, but all of them eventually recovered. The one third of catchments that have not recovered now probably will. We just don't know when they will or what the drivers are now. From the theoretical work, we think there'll be some threshold that has to be crossed before they will recover. So, for example, like a really wet year or two.
Tim Peterson from Monash University with the mystery of the missing water there. And that work was published in the journal Science.
Music in the program is sponsored by Epidemic Sound, perfect music for audio and video productions.